Yeah, so Gianna's lying to her friends like a little more than once. And I really think you're going to get caught. You need to change things up a little bit.
It's not that bad.
It's Chris and the crew. It's 7:05. It's 94.5 PST. She has the same excuse for canceling plans every single time because she does it at the last minute and she can't think and she does it, right? You tell me you have a headache.
So sometimes I just make plans and I don't feel like going. I think everybody does that. So last night I was supposed to go out to dinner with my friends.
Plans are always the best when you first make them.
Yes.
And then when you get there, you're like, oh.
Like, God, why?
I wish I could stay home.
Why did I do this to myself on a weeknight?
Yeah.
So I made plans and then I was like, you know what? I am so tired. I do not feel like going.
I hope they're not hearing you.
No, they're not. Okay. No, they're not. They're not. They're in their morning routine still. So I was just like, I have a headache. I'm sorry. I can't go. But I say I have a headache every time I have to get out of something because here's my reasoning.
You need to mix it up.
But here's why a headache is so good. You can't prove that you have or do not have a headache.
Yeah.
It resolves itself pretty quickly, mm-hmm. but it's a great excuse to not want to go out to like a loud restaurant or a loud bar. Like any place that you're going to go with your friends is probably a loud environment.
And if you see them the next day and you're fine, I mean, that's not...
There's no red flags.
I get it. Because you could take aspirin, you'd be fine.
If I say, oh, I have a stomach bug. Well, okay, the next day I'm out at I'm posting pictures of Wingstop.
Like, no, stop it. You can't do that.
It doesn't track.
I love when people go, oh, I've got the 24-hour bug. Come on. Even after a 24-hour bug, you're not right.
I just had a 24-hour bug like a
you're
week,
not right for
three
days.
Weeks ago. I literally could not eat for 3 days.
Why don't you mix it up and say, like, cramps? You know, like, that's an easy one for girls, too, I feel like
how
right?
often, I guess I can have that once a month.
Yeah,
I can.
That's what I'm saying. You need to mix it up a little bit.
I don't know. I just feel like everybody has their go-to excuse, and this is mine.
I'm trying to think.
It works for me.
I mean, I like going out, so I really don't cancel
I
much.
Do, too.
But I guess, you know, moms can always blame their kids.
That's a great excuse.
Corey, if you're listening, I really did have to cancel because Bailey has to go to softball tonight. And I forgot that John had a meeting. I was supposed to go out tonight.
Yeah, okay.
I swear to God. I was texting last night, and Bailey's sitting next to me. She's going, Mom, I have to go to softball tomorrow night. I'm like, oh.
These crap. Kids.
One
These
more
kids.
Year. One more year until she gets her license.
No, kids are the best excuse.
That's a good excuse.
I swear. It's so funny. My fiance's niece, like when she comes to town, when she's staying over, she's the best excuse to get out of anything.
Well, she's a baby,
she's one and a half.
Not like you can leave her alone.
I'm like, oh man, we're babysitting tonight. Knowing full well her mother is there to watch her. But nope, I'm using her as an excuse.
Maybe working. What are your excuses for getting out of plans? Do you have like a go-to one or what do you say? 609.
Out of plans.
It's Chris and the crew at 7:13. Chris and Gianna this morning. So Gianna was supposed to go out to dinner with her friends last night, and she said, oh, I have a headache. But here's the thing. It's not a bad excuse, but the thing is she uses it every single time because they catch her off guard, and that's the first thing she comes up with.
Because it's easy. You can't prove that I did or did not have a headache. You can't, it goes away quickly. Just take some Excedrin or take a nap.
Yeah, so
whatever.
It's not like you have to steer clear of them, like, the next day.
No, it's like, I have a stuffy nose. And then you call them the next day and you're not congested. You have to be consistent.
I know.
That's
like Joe. I swear, Joe fakes sickness sometimes. And then he's, like, perfectly fine. And we're like, Joe.
Okay.
Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You have to be consistent. You have to be believable.
Yes.
Headaches are believable. Even stomach aches, I would argue, not being as believable.
No, I don't think it is either because you can't say, like, even if you have a 24-hour bug, you're not getting over that in 24 hours if you truly have a 24-hour bug.
Right. I guess you could say you ate something, but how often are you really eating something?
Okay, you want to know the one that I don't believe?
What?
Food poisoning.
Yeah.
I got food poisoning. Okay, it's maybe something didn't agree with you, but
right.
I asked a doctor this once. Actual food poisoning really does not occur that often.
No, I think I've had food poisoning once in my life.
Yeah.
Once.
I think kids are a great excuse if you're a parent. I mean, you can always blame it on the kids. I always tell my kid, blame it on me.
I
If you want to get out of something, blame it on me.
I use my fiance's niece, or like our niece, as an excuse all the time. I'm like, oh, Inez is in town. Sorry, can't go hang out.
That's a beautiful name, by the way, Inez.
She's so pretty.
So cute.
I love her.
You should mix it up.
No, I know.
You need to mix it up.
Until I have kids, I have to think of something else, because then I'll have a solid like 17 years. Like, because once they turn 17, they can kind of drive.
Oh, yeah, and you're good.
It's not as believable.
You're golden.
I'll have 17 years of excuses, but for now, it's a headache.
What's everybody saying in the app chat? I can't wait to hear some of these.
Ty and Trenton said, my girlfriend is not giving me permission to go out. That's his excuse.
And he doesn't care if he gets crap about it, right?
I love it. Who cares? Sarah in Robbinsville said, I always say that I have a family thing. It's very vague but effective. Nobody's going to question it. But
careful of saying like deaths if you're calling out of work.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because then, you know, how many times can your aunt die?
Yeah, you only have so many grandparents, you know? And so many aunts. You know what I'm saying?
I've never done that, but I know people that have done that.
I can't stand that.
I worry, though, that it's going to be bad karma or it's going to jinx them. I know.
I won't do that. That excuse is terrible, yeah, actually.
It really is.
Let's see. Lily in Newtown said, I always say that I have car trouble. I have an older car, so this kind of makes sense to all my friends. Always a classic. No one ever questions
it. That's not a bad idea. Although, does that make sense with Uber? Can't they just say grab an Uber?
I would say,
but then you gotta pay for that. Yeah.
See?
That's not a bad one. That's good.
It's not, but my headache is pretty much at the
top. You need to change
for
it.
For childless people, headaches are the wave.
It's 7:30, 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Oh my God, stop using Sharpies on your face as makeup.
Yeah, seriously.
Just stop it right now. Apparently, that's the new trend.
People are using it as lip liner.
Yeah, I don't get it. But I see where. I don't get it.
Yeah, right.
But I see where, because it's a very thin, precise line that looks like lip liner. And it stays, so you don't have to keep doing
it. It's almost as if it resembles lip liner that's safe for your skin.
It looks kissable, but who wants to be kissing Sharpie?
But we also have lip tints now. You know the lip tint glosses. Well, it doesn't wipe off or anything. It'll tint your lips for the night, and then you have to take it off with makeup remover. We have these things now. We have tools.
Dermatologists and doctors have caught on to this, and they're like, hello.
Yeah.
Please stop putting Sharpie on your lips.
It's not good
for you.
Remember when you were younger? Like, I still do this. I have a terrible habit of drawing on my skin with a pen or with Sharpie.
I did when I was a kid.
I still have this terrible habit. I'll draw on my hands.
Yeah.
It's not good for you, people.
I know. Listen to us. Don't we sound like all old and
stuff? I know.
Stuff?
I feel like I'm
stop
90.
Doing that.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
All right. A 25-day winning streak for Chris.
I'm excited.
You're doing pretty good.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Not saying anything else.
We have Kelly and Lily from Levittown on the line. Hey, guys. What are you doing today?
Hi. Good morning. We're on our way to work.
On your way to work.
Bummer.
Is right.
Nothing ruins the summer more than work, right?
Yeah.
Seriously. All right, you guys go first. You get three questions, pop culture stuff, and then I'm going to come back in. I'll try to answer the same three questions. Whoever gets the most right wins, okay?
Got it.
All right, good luck.
Thank you. You too.
All right, we're kicking Chris out of here, and once she leaves, we'll give her your first question. That door is officially shut. Are you guys ready?
We're ready.
All right, here we go. First one. Today is Jalen Hurts' birthday. Which position does he play for the Philadelphia Eagles?
He's a quarterback. Lock it in.
Locked in quarterback. Second question. After actor Jacob Elordi was spotted out in L.A. recently, he stars in an HBO show alongside Zendaya and Sydney Sweeney. Name that show.
HBO show. Zendaya, Lily.
It takes place in a high school some of the time. They all go to high school together.
Euphoria?
You want to lock it in?
Lock it in, yeah.
All right, locked in Euphoria. Third and final question. Justin Bieber released a new music video featuring his wife Haley and their son. True or false? Justin Bieber has won more than 5 Grammys.
What do you say, Lil? You take a guess. 50-50. True or false? True?
You want to lock in true?
True. We're going to say lock in. Yeah, lock it in.
All right. We locked in true. We are going to call Chris back into the room. Can't Be Chris is sponsored by Al's Airport Inn, Bar and Grill in Ewing. Live music 6 nights a week with brunch on Saturdays and Sundays, plus happy hour drink specials Monday through Saturday. You can check them out at alsairportinn.com. Al's, it's where the locals go. Hey, Chris.
Hey there.
All right. Their answers are all locked in. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Here we go. First question for Chris. Okay. Today's Jalen Hurts' birthday.
Oh, no way.
Which position does he play for the Philadelphia Eagles?
He's a QB.
You both said quarterback. You're both correct.
That's pretty cool. His birthday's on the, you know, opening, well, not opening day, but you know what I mean. Preseason.
Yeah, preseason.
Yeah.
Second question. Actor Jacob Elordi was spotted out in L.A. He stars in an HBO show alongside Zendaya and Sydney Sweeney. Name that show.
It's a good thing you said Sydney Sweeney and Zendaya. Euphoria.
You both said Euphoria. You're both correct.
Not sure I would have gotten him from Jacob. What's his name?
Jacob Elordi. Oh, he's a looker.
I know you like
it. Third and final question for Chris. Justin Bieber released a new music video featuring his wife, Haley, and their son. True or false? Justin has won more than 5 Grammys.
Ooh. I feel like he's won a lot. I'm going to say true.
You both said true. You are both incorrect.
Oh.
He's only won 2 Grammys and one like Latin Grammy Award.
Oh, he's probably won more VMAs then. Maybe VMAs that's what I'm thinking.
But that means you guys have officially tied today still. So congrats, Lily and Kelly.
Yay, thank you.
No phrase of shame for you guys. We just got you tickets to see Katy Perry at the Wells Fargo Center this Saturday.
Nice, cool. Have fun.
Katy Perry's bringing the Lifetime Tour to Philly's Wells Fargo Center this Saturday night. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Hang on.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to be Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So, you know, once August hits, you start seeing Spirit of Halloween signs pop up everywhere. Well, there's a new one this year on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. It's the old Joann Fabric space. We had heard this. Remember when Joann was starting to close?
Yeah.
That was going to start to happen. I feel like any empty space, they could pop up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're like locations are all over, planned to set all over the state already. I'm excited.
They'll be opening soon. You got to keep watching out for that. So Benny Blanco, you have to decide whether this is creepy or cute. Apparently when, you know, he's Selena Gomez's fiance. Apparently when they're not around, when they're not together, I should say, and he's missing her, he revealed in a TikTok that he sprays Selena Gomez's perfume all over himself. That kind of reminds him of her when she's away working or whether he's away working or whoever.
That's kind of sweet.
It's split. The internet split whether they think it's creepy or cute. I think it's kind of cute.
It's kind of sweet.
I do. I think it's cute.
Yeah.
I think it's cute. So you better start juggling. It's good for your brain health. They say, you know, the coordination and the trying to think of what to do and everything.
If I could figure that out.
And Claire's, you know, the store in the mall, accessory store declared bankruptcy. This is actually the second time I didn't realize that.
That makes me sad.
I know, but now you can get it in Kohl's. I think they've been trying to kind of reinvent.
True.
There's like a little kiosk or a little thing in Kohl's now, I noticed, that you can get Claire's
stuff.
That
still makes me sad.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure. Not saying that stores are going to be closing or anything, but
maybe I'll go get my ears pierced for old time's sake.
I don't think it's a good sign. All right, there's the scoop.
94.5 PST.
I'm not wanting you to judge me for this.
Now it's time for the Cruise Court.
All right, so Anthony and Mackenzie are here. And this argument started after like a fun girls' night out. Is that what I'm hearing? Anthony, tell us what happened.
Yeah. So I went to pick Mackenzie up from a girls' night. And while we're driving, one of her friends commented on how Mackenzie always scores them free drinks by flirting with the bartender. I had no idea she did that, and it kind of caught me off guard, to be honest.
Okay, so this is officially the first time that you heard about that, right?
Yeah. And look, I trust her. That's not the problem. But I'm not a fan of the idea of my girlfriend flirting with random guys for drinks, especially when I don't know about it.
Mackenzie, what have you got to say about this?
It's literally harmless. It's not like I'm doing anything serious. I smile, I compliment the guy, and he comps a few drinks. That's it.
I do see why this might make him feel weird, though, especially if he had no clue that it was happening.
Thank you.
But honestly, I don't. I didn't think it's a big deal, and it never felt like something I needed to disclose. I go home with him, not the bartenders.
Right, but you're doing something behind my back, and that feels shady to me. If it's not a big deal, why keep it a secret?
Mm.
Because it's not that deep. It's not like I'm sliding into anyone's DMs. It's just part of how we've gotten free drinks forever.
Well,
well, we're losing you, Anthony, a little bit.
Your phone's breaking up a little bit. Say that one more time.
Well, now that I do know, I want it to stop.
Okay.
It crosses a line for me.
Well, I think you're overreacting. Why does this even matter? I didn't get a ride home from him or anything.
I don't want to be with someone who's shady like that.
Ooh.
Okay? This needs to stop.
Well, if you're not going to cough up your card for a night out and pay for drinks, I don't think you have a say in what I do.
Oh.
All right. Wait. I'm going to stop you right there. I'm not having anybody break up on the radio.
Anyway,
let's take a breath here. I'm going to put you guys on hold. We're going to get some votes. I think that if you get the most votes, Mackenzie, I hate to say it, but you can keep on doing what you're doing. But Anthony, if you get the most votes, she's got to stop. Is that fair?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. Gianna's going to put you on hold. I feel like he's got a lot more to say about this.
She said, if you're not going to cough up your card, I'm dead.
Okay, so here's my question. I don't think, and I could be wrong about this, not really a bar person, to be honest, never have been. I don't think bartenders are giving up drinks very easily.
Or that's
else
a great
get,
point.
They'd get in trouble, right? If they're constantly giving people drinks. So she's making it seem like all she does is say hi and compliments him, and she's getting free drinks for all her friends.
Yeah.
I hate to say this because I love to pump up other women, but what's really going on here?
And this is kind of different than just, you know, talking to random people at the bar. And it's like, oh, can I buy you a drink, and taking advantage of the offer? It's a little different because you're right. It's a little harder.
Let's be honest here. Gianna's done this. Maybe not with the bartender, but with random guys. But here's the difference.
If
with
somebody
you.
Walks up to me and says, can I buy you a drink? I'm going to say, yes.
Absolutely.
And then I'm going to say, bye. Nice to meet you. And I walk away.
Well, most of the time, your boyfriend is at the bar with you.
Yes. Literally.
So it's not like you're high. He knows exactly what you're doing.
Yeah.
She has never told him. This is the first time he's finding out.
Yeah.
So
holding the information is a little weird.
This doesn't feel right for me, only because if it was reversed,
I hear
well,
you.
Maybe she'd be okay with it. I don't know. I wouldn't be okay with it. All right. So phone's already ringing. Whose side are you on?
Who's right? Who's wrong?
Call now.
Call the crew now. 609-243-9778.
Hello.
Or chat with us on the 94.5 PST app.
All right, so we're about to get a final decision here for Cruise Court. It's Chris and the crew. Chris, Joe, and Gianna, 94.5 PST. All right, so they're fighting about getting free drinks. Anthony doesn't like that Mackenzie flirts with the bartender. Actually, he didn't even know about it until one of her friends ratted her out. I don't know if she was necessarily ratting her out.
She just mentioned it. He picked them up from the bar.
Just kind of said, hey, she got us free drinks by flirting with the bartender. He was like, what? Excuse me? She's like, no big deal. I didn't even think to mention it to you. It's not a secret. It's just what I do. She says hello, compliments him, gets free drinks for everybody. Does she have like a triple G or something? I don't know. I'm just kidding. I have no idea.
It seems
like she would have to do a little more work to get free drinks, because does a bartender give out free drinks to everybody?
I know. That is kind of difficult. It's one thing to get them from somebody
in the bar.
In the bar who's like, oh, can I buy you a drink?
But I don't know if bartenders are giving out a lot of free drinks unless it's like 2 a.m. I don't. We should have asked bartenders.
You're right.
All right. Let's go to the phones. We've got Lauren in Hillsborough on the line. Lauren, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. I just don't think it's right. I think if you're in a relationship, you need to respect that. And I agree with you guys. I don't think any bartender is giving out drinks to someone, let alone all of their friends, unless there's some major flirting or something else going on there. Maybe from other people at the bar, but I just really don't think that that's right that the bartender is doing that and she's accepting it.
I hate to say it, but it seems like it would be a little more work to get it.
I know. You're right. You're right.
All right, let's go to George in Trenton. George, whose side are you on, his or hers?
I'm on Anthony's side. One, just because I think, again, it's just her remark as far as, like, shows a lack of respect. Because when he says, I don't like it, she's like, well, if you're not going to buy me free drink or open up your wallet, then you don't have a system. So
that I know.
It's a lot of... It's a much deeper issue just because I feel like she doesn't value his opinion or the relationship. And then one of you guys are saying she's been doing it for a while. So it's a lot bigger conversation I feel like they got to have. But I'm on his side.
Yeah, I can't say he's wrong.
No, yeah, right, that's a great point.
Let's go to Cherie in Princeton. Cherie, I know whose side you're on.
Yeah, I think I can guess.
You're on his side, aren't you, Cherie? Did we lose her?
Oh there she is.
There you are. You're on his side.
Congratulations, Gianna, first.
Oh, thank you.
You haven't talked to her since she's gotten engaged?
No, I haven't.
Oh, thanks, Cherie. Listen,
he is, you know what? If your partner feels uncomfortable, you have to stop. And if the shoe was reversed, we would be on here and everybody would just be crushing him.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she's doing major flirting.
Yeah,
I've tried a lot of bars and it is so daddy.
Cherie's like, I'm trying to get free drinks.
I'm
I can't
trying,
get them.
Best.
Oh, God.
Oh, my
All
gosh.
All right. Thanks for calling.
All right, let's check out the app chat. We have Judy in Flemington. She said she's on his side. Why is it everyone else's job to pay for her drinks? Why doesn't she want to pay for her own drinks? And if she doesn't want to, then she should stay home.
Well, listen, nobody wants to pay for drinks, but you got to do what you got to do.
Right. Karen is in the app chat. She said, I see a breakup coming either way. Maddie in Bordentown said she should have told him.
That's my thing. Like, you've done it, Gianna, with other people in the bar.
I've done it when my fiance was there.
That's what I'm saying. And and he watches you do it.
And
you guys laugh about it.
No, the one time we were literally, quick story, we were out. This guy came up, literally was standing next to my fiance. He said, can I buy you a drink? I said, sure, but I like to have two drinks in my hand at all times. He bought me two drinks. I passed one to my boyfriend at the time. And I said, all right, thank you. And I walked away.
Oh, my God.
Like, let's use context clues.
Yeah, all right. Let's, any app chats? I think we know where this is going.
I'm seeing two app chats on her side. They're saying, you know what? If you can do it, then you should.
Can do it.
That's basically
I knew somebody was going to say that.
But I think we know where this is going.
Yeah, we know where this is going. All right, Anthony and Mackenzie, you guys have agreed that whatever our final decision is your final decision. And I know you're not going to like this, Mackenzie, but he ran away with this. 89% are on his side.
I think this is ridiculous, but whatever.
Feels good. Feels good to be right. Victor,
I don't want you guys to break up here, so I'm just going to say thanks for coming on. Using a Sharpie as your lip liner is a new makeup trend, but please, people, can we not do this? It's Chris and the crew. It's 8:30, 94.5 PST. Dermatologists and doctors are saying, forget the trend.
It's almost
this
as if
good for you.
There isn't already something called lip liner that's safe for your skin.
This is what I don't understand. Like, is it because a Sharpie would last longer? Because let me tell you, it'll last.
Well, yeah, for sure. But
that's
also,
good.
We have lip tints now. Like, if you don't know what a lip tint is, it's basically just a lip gloss and you put it on your lips and you let it sit there and then it'll dry. You peel off the excess product and it stains you. It's a lip stain. It stains your lips.
You know, I actually just got a pack of pastel Sharpies from Amazon because I needed them for a party to sign something. Never once did I think, hey, let me use these as a lip liner.
Chris, if I see you come in here in fluorescent orange lips, I'm going to make fun of you.
I think you're good.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So Brad Pitt's in mourning. His mom, Jane Pitt, has died at the age of 84. I feel so bad about this because, I mean, you've seen Jane a lot over the years. He would bring her on the red carpet.
Right.
He would bring her to award shows. I almost wonder if Jen Aniston is going to post something because Jen and Jane were close. Remember when they were married and stuff?
Oh.
So they were seen together a lot. It's sad.
It is sad.
So who's getting the most dates on dating apps nowadays? Bookworms. Women are choosing over looks. Now they're choosing guys that have a little depth.
Gotcha.
That do a little reading. are a little cultured. You know what I mean? It's not all looks.
Interesting.
It's a trend, they say. Very interesting. So Kelly Clarkson had to push back her Vegas residency dates in August. She posted last night that her ex, Brandon Blackstock, has been ill. She really didn't go into it. But she said over the past year, he's been ill and her kids now need their mom to be focused on them. And it doesn't sound good to me.
Yeah, it doesn't at all.
Because this is a big business deal, her residency. In order to push it all back.
Scary.
I mean, yeah, it is a little scary. If I find out more details, I'll let you know. So the MLB, this is pretty cool. The MLB has its first woman umpire. First time ever. Her name is Jen Pawal. And she's from New Jersey.
That's cool.
Yeah, she's from West Milford, New Jersey. She's going to be working the games this weekend between the Marlins and the Braves. She'll be on the bases Saturday for the doubleheader and then behind the plate on Sunday. How cool is that?
I love it.
First ever woman empire, umpire. She's got an empire.
Yeah.
In the MLB. And are you struggling from bore out with your workout? If you're making silly mistakes, if you're feeling stuck, if you're pretending to just be busy at the gym instead of actually working out, they say you're probably suffering from bore out. Just mix it up, they say. Try something new. Try a new machine. Try a new routine. Just make, team up with other people, maybe, and then you'll get out of your bore out. All right, there's the scoop.
Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST.
Good morning. It's Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Chris and Gianna, we're talking about emojis. We saw online that if your partner uses certain emojis, they could be cheating on you.
This is so weird. So apparently a croissant emoji is a red flag. It's a way of somebody saying, meet me for breakfast, being like kind of being low key about it.
I didn't even know there was a croissant emoji because I like croissants.
I didn't know about this either. I had no idea.
But now I'm not going to use it in case John thinks I'm cheating on him. Jeez.
Seriously. They say that the letter emoji, like the envelope.
Okay.
What could mean text me when you're free.
Oh.
Who is deciphering that? Like, ooh. Who said that? I've never heard of this in my life. And apparently the lock emoji is also one.
Oh, like secret?
It kind of just means like, okay, this text is secret. Keep this on the down low, what I'm about to send.
Or delete it.
Or delete it.
Have you heard how some cheaters put their cheating people or what do you call them? You know what I'm talking about. The person they're cheating with?
The accomplice.
Yeah, the accomplice. They put their name under another name in their phone.
Oh my God, wait. Have you heard of this? There was no cheating going on, but for secret purposes, my friend's boyfriend was throwing her a surprise party, and I was texting him all the time about like to plan the party, and I was like, you need to change my contact in your phone to another name. Like, put it as one of your high school friends or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Because why would you be texting me all the time?
That's what happens sometimes, where it seems like, oh, Frank from work or whatever, and it's...
Right. Francesca. Donna from wherever.
Francesca. So, I mean, I'm not saying they're definitely cheating if they use these emojis, but I guess you got to be careful.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST.